as we say, yesterday was, of course, the NWFL Baldock medal count for 2016. It was a very close contest, but the winner was Matt Elliott of the Circular Head Giants. He joins us now. Good morning, Matt.
Good day, guys. How are you?
Well, mate, congratulations. How's it feel? Was it something you were expecting?
I was a bit of a thrill feeling. I wasn't really going up with too much confidence, so I just obviously go up and wait and see. And yeah, it was sort of started thinking a bit more this morning, and after I think the alcohol will come out of the body. So, yeah.
So the other question, how are you feeling this morning since waking up?
Oh, a little dusty. A dry throat, but yeah, not too bad.
Did most of the celebrations take place on the bus on the way back? Is that a bit of a journey to get back to Smithton?
Yeah, we had a couple of stops on the way back. Ebrook and when your footy club opened up, and we went in there for a beer as well.
Oh, great. Yeah,
and they're not nurseries, that's for sure.
No, there was plenty of beers flowing. It was good.
Oh, fantastic. No, well worth celebrating, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was really good.
That's awesome. It was a close competition in the end, came right down to the wire. Ulverston ruckman Luke Dyson was up there as well, only 2 points behind you, Matt. And Josh Holland was in the mix as well. But I think Josh actually picked it at one point there when he was interviewed in the crowd. He said, oh, my money would be on Matt Elliott from Smithton. But in that moment when they called out your name, or when you realised by the count that you'd won, how did you feel?
Oh, a bit wet because I got mobbed by all the boys and beers were spilling all over. But, yeah, I think when I realised that I was clear and Dyson didn't play the last game, sort of started to sink in, and yeah, no, it was unbelievable. Obviously the crowd, you know, the atmosphere was something, you know, I've never had before. I had that feeling, that was good.
So you had a good year, the Circular Head Giants in general. Looking ahead to next year, how do you think they're going to go?
Hopefully we can get a few more bigger bodies and a few more recruits in there, and with the young guys we've got. So I think finals and even beyond, you know, I think you just want to play after watching the game Saturday, and you just want to be in final footy, and that's something we haven't tasted for a while, so obviously that's the main goal.
All right, mate, looking ahead to this weekend, two Blues v the D's. Who's going to take home the chocolates, as Brad Cole would say?
I'm getting on the two Blues wagon. I think it's been a while between drinks for them, so hopefully they can get up, you know.
Awesome work. Well, we just wanted to say congratulations, Matt Elliott of the Circular Head Giants. Congratulations and thanks for your time this morning. We'll let you get back to resting the head.
Cheers, guys.